Already on the phone right now is author Taylor Hahn. Her book, The Lifestyle, her debut novel, is in stores on June 7th from the fine folks at Anchor Books. And she's on the phone now. Hey, Taylor, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I loved your book.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Or I wouldn't be talking to you. This is your debut novel, and it's quite the novel. And I always like to ask authors when they have their debut novel, just in a quick nutshell, did you get a lot of rejections? Did it take you a long time to get it published? What was the whole process like for you?
It was a journey, for sure. I worked on it for about 3 years, in addition to working full-time, so mostly like nights and weekends. And then I was taking tons of classes as well at Catapult, which is this really amazing creative writing school that has online classes. And it took about 8 months of querying and trying to make connections with agents to get one, and then another few months to sell the novel. So I guess all said and done, it was about a 3.5-year process.
How many rejections, do you know offhand how many rejections you got from agents and from book companies?
I would say, you know, it's hard because a lot of times you will query someone and they don't respond, which is a rejection.
Yeah.
So I would say I queried about 20 agents when all said and done and ended up with 2 offers.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, you got 2 offers, so that's all that matters.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to focus on the positives, you know?
Yeah. So Jasmine Guillory, I think, I like her book, says, this book is funny as hell, hilarious, addictive, moving, and sexy. I lost track of time reading it, and I couldn't get enough. So I like her book. She's a pretty well-known author, so that's cool. A nice blurb there from her.
Oh, my gosh. When that came in, I nearly fainted. I was so happy. It was such an honor because she's so amazing. And just to have someone that's that successful take time to invest in a debut author, it meant so much to me.
Yeah, and Christy Woodson-Harvey and Claire Lombardo also, and Heather Cooks and Jessica Morgan. I love all 3 of those authors.
Me too.
They all liked your book.
It's just amazing to see women supporting women like that. And, you know, they don't need to do that. They're doing it. They're spending time on it. And it just means so much. And it's so helpful for a new author, too.
Well, The Lifestyle is about, it's a book, it's a book centered on one couple and their 2 couple friends. The lifestyle refers to swinging, but is that the new word for swinging now in 2022, the lifestyle? Or is that just your...
No, I didn't make that up. That is what couples who participate refer to their decision to engage sexually with other couples. So I think it is... It's a more encompassing, positive, and current way to refer to swinging. I think swinging conjures like a little bit of a 1970s vibe.
Yeah. Well, you said you wrote this. It took you 3 years, and I'm assuming you were writing it during COVID and a little bit before. And I have to ask you, without being too nosy, too inquisitive, what was your research like? Do you have friends that are swingers? Are you and your husband a swinger? I mean, how did you get your research?
I researched online. I was just reading tons of fun stuff on the internet. I've Googled probably every iteration that you can imagine of best sex clubs in New York and what's it like to go to a sex club. And I found that people in the experience are really open about it.
Yeah.
They're trying to help other people know what it's going to be like and get prepared with their partner, like what kinds of things they should talk about in advance before they go, you know, to a club for the first time, and what, how to set rules and boundaries and communicate with each other. And so it was incredibly helpful. I was really appreciative that people who are engaged in the lifestyle are so open about it.
Well, you should have called me, because back when I was younger years ago, I actually used to go to some swingers clubs. I'm a single guy. I didn't have a girlfriend at the time. So on Friday nights, single men could go. And Saturday nights, you could go if you were a couple. And
that's
one
awesome.
Of them, when I lived in Fort Lauderdale, it was kind of an upscale swingers club, if there's such a thing as upscale swingers clubs.
For sure.
You had to go an hour early. You had to have an orientation where you learn the rules, what you can and cannot do. You know, no means no. Don't assume anything. Like, you talk in the book about these rules. You know, you go at your own pace, you do what you want to do. At this particular club, you had a, in order to go into the back play area, you had to rent a locker for $5, take off all your clothes. They gave you a towel, and then you would go out in the back area and, you know, do what it is you were going to do. They also warned you, you know, you might see these people in the supermarket, or there might be a judge here or a cop or somebody that's a little well known. Just, you know, respect each other's privacy is basically, you know, the law. That no means no. So,
yeah. Oh, well, that's great. I love to hear that. I should have talked to you, but I like that you mentioned the no means no thing, because that was such a wonderful thing for me to read, because I feel like in my own life, when I've gone out to bars and clubs, I know doesn't mean no. Like, I've tried to get away from so many men that are, you know, trying to touch me, and they don't respect my effort to say I'm not interested. And I really appreciated that I learned that, you know, in clubs, you can just politely say no thank you, and people respect that. It's like revolutionary.
Now, in the book, Georgina Wagman and her husband, Nathan, she thinks they have a good marriage going. And then one Friday night, he's like, oh, I'm taking, they're both lawyers in a big law firm. They work at the same company in different departments of the law firm. Nathan's like, oh, I'm taking some clients out to a Knicks game. And Georgina's like, okay, cool. And then she forgot a file at the office. She goes to the office. She sees Nathan's light on. She's like, what the heck's going on here? She goes and opens his door, and then Nathan is in there with a junior executive female that Georgina is actually mentoring. So this this isn't good for her marriage. Nathan's cheating on her. And then one of her clients that likes to talk about her personal life when they get together was telling Georgina about how she's a swinger. And Georgina's asking some questions, but she's like, well, that's not for me. And then she starts to think about it in order to save her marriage, because this swinger stuff for her client was saving her marriage to her husband. Georgina decides, you know what? We're going to start swinging because it's going to save our marriage. Is that something that you you did find in your research?
You know, I would say on the whole, the recommendation that I read was that you and your partner should not decide to swing in a crisis.
Yeah.
So Georgina's making a mistake in that regard, and you'll have to read the book to find out what happens. But I think that most people actually feel it strengthens a relationship that's already strong. But if you go into it as a Hail Mary, that it's probably not a good idea, because you and your partner aren't in a good place with a lot of trust. But being in the lifestyle requires a lot of trust.
Then Georgina tells her best friend, Felix. And Felix is like, oh, yeah, me and my girl, the girl he's currently with, we swing. And she's like, what, really? And then his girlfriend's like, yeah, I can get you some invitations and you can go and check it out. And then she tells her friend, Nora, who's married that has three kids, but her marriage isn't so great. Her husband, he's not being a great husband to her. And she's like, I want to go. We're going too. So all of a sudden, it's not just Georgina and Nathan. It's two couple friends of theirs. And they make a decision that, okay, we're all going to go, but we're not going to hook up with each other at these parties or wherever we go. Not to say that that might or might not happen in the book, but I'm not going to give too much of that away. and they go to a few parties and they do what it is they're going to do. And then they all come to decisions about their lives, whether this is working for them or not working for them. And then, like I said a few minutes ago, you might run into somebody you might know or not know. Well, one of the participants runs into somebody that she used to know, that she used to be involved with, of all things. So awkward.
Exactly.
And she doesn't she doesn't tell anybody else. And then she goes and sees this person on the sly. And it's a good look at marriage, at, you know, the lifestyle. There's some funny moments. There's, you know, some tender moments. There's realization moments for these three couples. At its core, it's about relationships.
Yeah, definitely. I like to tell people that it's a book about sex, but it's not a sex book. You know, it's the point of them joining the lifestyle and me writing this book is not just to show graphic sex scenes, but it's actually exploring the emotional side of this experience.
And I never went to any private home parties. I always went to clubs. The private home parties, the way you wrote about them, sound a lot more intriguing because it's just a small group and they get to know each other. And it's a lot of times it's the same people at the same parties. They play mm-hmm. games to pick who that person might or might not be with. It's a lot more intimate and a lot more, what's the word I'm thinking of? It doesn't seem as seedy, I guess, as the clubs. Because sometimes, depending on the club you went to, I went to a couple of clubs that just... You know, it was cool to go. I'm a voyeur. I'll admit it. I like to go and watch. And there were times when couples would be like, okay, if somebody wants to join in, and you'd see 10 guys rushing over. Mm-hmm. You know, it was crazy. But and then you'd see certain things. That, you know, there were hot tubs. And one of the clubs was BYOB. You'd see, you know, certain areas. There were private rooms like you talk about. There's open rooms. There's beds where, you know, you see a whole 10 different people all on one bed, and it is crazy. But I think you got the lifestyle part down really well, as I told you earlier.
Oh, good. Good. I'm so glad to hear that.
People can follow you at TaylorHahn.com, at Twitter, Taylor, is it Sheehan? Shehan.
Taylor Shehan. Taylor Shehan, yeah.
And then on Instagram,
Twitter,
Taylor.
And Instagram.
Instagram, the same thing. So are you married?
I am.
Did your husband read the book as you were writing it, or did he have any pointers, any questions, or just, you know, ideas as well?
He read an early version of it, and then he didn't read it again for like 2 years until I was really, really done with it. And he thought it was really funny, so yeah. That was great. He's always been really supportive. People would often ask me, oh, what does your husband think about you writing this book? Like, I was sending some secret message to him, you know? But no, it wasn't like that. That would be a lot of effort just to send a secret message.
Well, this is just my opinion, and it's 2022, obviously. This type of thing, I think, is a lot more accepted now than it was 5 or 10 years ago. And I think a lot more mm-hmm. people are doing this. They just don't talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to show that, you know, there's this moment in the beginning where Georgina finds out that her client is in the lifestyle. And she says, wait, my client wears J. Jill and sensible heels. Yeah. Women who wear sensible heels can't be in the lifestyle. And so she kind of has this moment where she realizes that it's just, you know, regular Joes that are doing this. It's not like, you know, fetishists that wear black leather and purple lipstick. And I really wanted to show that because it's, you know, it's so much more common than I think a lot of people believe.
Yeah. And where do you live, in California?
Yeah, I live in LA.
So, yeah, there's probably a ton of clubs there, too, or places to go.
Yeah.
And it says, I like how it says, the lifestyle is a playful homage to Jane Austen's Emma Woodhouse and an outrageously fun summer read, which that it is, and it's out on June 7th. On your website, you have a couple of viral events doing, and I think you're doing a signing in your hometown as well.
Yes, I have an event that's taking place virtually on June 7th. Through The Ripped Bodice, which is a romantic bookstore here in LA. It's an amazingly fun bookstore. That one you can RSVP for on their website, therippedbodicela.com. And that one's just virtual. And then I do have an in-person event in Phoenix, which is my hometown, on the 9th. And then another in-person event here in LA on the 12th.
Oh, cool.
At a bookstore called Pages.
Well, sweet. Well, everybody can pick up The Lifestyle on June 7th in stores everywhere. Have you started working on your next book yet?
I have. And this one, it's not a sequel. It's actually a holiday book, which will be really, really fun.
Okay.
But it'll still be a comedy, you know, a family relationship comedy, just like The Lifestyle.
Oh, sweet. Well, if it's half as good as this one, you're going to have another hit on your hands. Hey, I appreciate...
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate the time today, and hopefully we'll talk to you again for your next book, and good luck with the release and everything that goes with it.
Oh, Okay, thanks so much for having me on. It was nice to talk to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.